Welcome to Israel 18 News. At 8 a.m., here's your hourly briefing. The day begins with clear skies over Tel Aviv and warm sunshine expected in Jerusalem. It's a lovely day across the country, perfect for outdoor activities. Cooler temperatures are anticipated in Haifa, while Eilat remains comfortable and sunny. Here are today's headlines. First, from Ynet, Israeli officials warn that the U.S.-Iran deal may not meet Israel's war goals on nuclear capabilities and missile threats, reported earlier today. Also, from the Jerusalem Post, an Israeli airstrike reportedly killed a colonel in the Hamas-led Gaza police force earlier today, also this hour. JNS reports a network of fake AI rabbis promoting anti-Semitism on TikTok, exposed just minutes ago. Separately, in Maryland, the Jewish Community Relations Council calls for a zero-tolerance policy on anti-Semitism following a series of incidents, as reported by Forward 5 hours ago. And finally, I-24 News reports that an Israeli soldier faces investigation after a viral photo showed a cigarette placed in a Virgin Mary statue, noted in the past hour. Reaction has been swift on social media. Joe Truesman, an analyst, posted just minutes ago that Barake, who abducted Yaffa Adar from Kibbutz Nir Oz, is no resistance fighter, but a coward. Al Arabiya English reported 23 minutes ago that retired Turkish ambassador Cengiz Firat urges Europe to strengthen its role in NATO amid growing tensions with the US. Ynet Global posted 35 minutes ago about New York Mayor Zohran Mamdani's comments on a violent protest outside a synagogue over an Israel real estate fair, highlighting the mayor's criticism of the event rather than the protest itself. Let's dive deeper into today's stories, starting with the U.S.-Iran deal. Israeli officials express concerns that the proposed agreement may not adequately address Iran's missile capabilities or its proxy networks. According to Ynet, this could limit Israel's strategic options and maintain financial pressure on Tehran. The implications for regional security remain significant, as Israel seeks to ensure its defense posture remains robust. Turning to the airstrike in Gaza. A reported Israeli airstrike has killed Nassim Al-Kalazani, a colonel in the Hamas-run police force. The Jerusalem Post details that the strike targeted his vehicle near the Al-Mawasi area. This comes as tensions continue to simmer between Israel and Hamas, affecting the lives of civilians on both sides. Meanwhile, the Combat Anti-Semitism movement uncovered a network of AI-generated avatars posing as rabbis on TikTok. JNS reports that these avatars spread anti-Semitic content, undermining credible Jewish voices online. The discovery raises concerns about the use of AI in spreading hate speech and the need for vigilance on digital platforms. On the diplomatic front, the Jewish Community Relations Council of Greater Washington pushes for a zero-tolerance policy on anti-Semitism in local schools. As Forward reports, this call comes amid a wave of anti-Semitic incidents. The council stresses the importance of creating a safe and inclusive educational environment. And finally, the IDF is under scrutiny after a soldier was pictured placing a cigarette in a Virgin Mary statue. I-24 News indicates that the military reiterates its commitment to respecting religious sites and symbols. This incident highlights the delicate balance between military operations and religious sensitivities. On the economic front, first, CTEC reports that Apple will compensate Israeli users with a $3.3 million settlement over the iPhone slowdown saga, concluding a long-standing issue. Separately, Lufthansa Group has suspended flights to Israel until June. Globes notes that the group leaves open the possibility of a partial return earlier, depending on conditions. And finally, from Walla Business, good news for some employees, an update in payroll systems means higher net salaries for those earning over 16,150 shekels. You've been listening to Israel 18 News on Thursday. Our next update is at 9 a.m. Stay safe. This bulletin was generated using AI based on publicly available information. Please verify key details independently.